So what does enduring a panic attack on live national TV in front of 5 million people, a healthy sense of skepticism, and a reporter's instincts add up to? Well, for ABC anchorman Dan Harris, it turned into the best-selling book, 10% Happier, How I Tamed the Voice in My Head, Reduced Stress Without Losing My Edge, and Found Self-Help That Actually Works. Contributor David Lee talked to Dan about how, in his search to understand that TV meltdown, he stumbled upon the power of meditation. It improved his health, and interestingly, it affected how he eats.
Hey, Dan, it's nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.
So I'm sure you're familiar with the phrase, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So what was the first step that took you on this journey of meditation?
The first thing was that I had a panic attack on national television. And this was in June of 2004. I was reading the news updates on Good Morning America, and I just basically lost the ability to breathe, and I had to quit right in the middle, and it was extremely, extremely embarrassing.
Yeah, it was hard to watch.
The root of it was that I had spent many years overseas covering wars for ABC News in the early part of the 2000s. You know, after 9/11, I was in Iraq and Afghanistan and the Middle East. And when I got home, I got depressed, mm-hmm. and I just made a very, very dumb decision, which was I self-medicated with recreational drugs. And even though this was a very brief period of time, and I never did it when I was working, and definitely not when I was on the air, after I had the panic attack, I learned from my doctor that the drugs I was using raised the level of adrenaline in my brain and primed me to have this panic attack. And so that moment of figuring out what a moron I'd been really set this whole thing in motion.
So on this journey, you talked about many things in the book. And I'm curious, how does meditation and being 10% happier, to use the title of your book, connected with food and eating?
So one of the things that meditation, which, by the way, I always thought was uniquely ridiculous and only for people who were, you know, collectors of crystal or really into, you know, ultimate frisbee, as it turns out, it's just simple brain exercise. And one of the things it does for you is make you more aware of what's happening in your mind at any given moment so that you're not carried away by it, mm-hmm. which, if you think about it, is a superpower, because we're often yanked around by our urges and impulses, which is what has us losing our temper and regretting it later, checking our email when we're supposed to be listening to our children, and doing things like putting our hand in the fridge when we're not actually hungry.
Right.
And so there is a direct bearing on how much we eat and how much we enjoy it from meditation.
So do you think that people who are meditating are more aware of what they're eating and therefore maybe can control their eating patterns?
Correct. Although I have to say that I've been meditating for a couple of years, and I still, last night I overdid it at dinner, and it's not uncommon for me to do that, hence the name of the book, 10% Happier. I'm certainly not claiming to be an avatar of perfection, but meditation or mindfulness, which is the term of art, the ability to see what's going on in your head without being carried away by it, that can be directly targeted at eating and has been by scientists and researchers, and it's been shown to work.
So by that same token then, can meditating and being more mindful create more pleasure when you're eating?
Absolutely. Think about how often you eat while doing other things.
Often.
Yeah. I mean, I do it all the time still, but if you can take just a few seconds to notice what you're eating, mm-hmm. and how it tastes, you will enjoy it a lot more than you will if you're simultaneously sending emails. And by the way, if you're noticing what you're eating and noticing how full you are at any given moment, you may not eat as much. And one of the reasons why diets often fail is that there's a feeling of deprivation, either a feeling of deprivation or a fear of deprivation. And with mindful eating, the trick is that you're supposed to reach a pleasant satiety, mm-hmm. and you need the mental wherewithal, the mindfulness, to notice when you've reached that point.
So I think the big question everyone has is, how do we do this? How do we go on our own personal magical mystery tour?
I don't think it's complicated. First of all, it doesn't involve joining any group, paying any money, believing in anything in particular, or wearing special outfits. I'm talking about 5 minutes a day of completely secular meditation, which can coexist with whatever your faith is, or work with people who are like me, agnostics. And I think it will change the relationship in your life to the voice in your head that yanks you around and has you doing all the things that many of us live to regret, like eating too much, or in my case, in a very sort of high profile example, making some bad personal decisions that blow up on your face in on national television. And I can teach you how to do it in fewer letters than it takes to send a tweet.
Sure. Okay. So tell me.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a slightly longer version than the tweet version, but it's still pretty short. Three steps. Mm-hmm. First, sit with your spine straight and your eyes closed. Mm-hmm. I say have your spine straight. You don't have to get militant about it. It's mostly just because I don't want you to fall asleep. The second step is to notice where do you feel your breath most prominently. Your nose, your chest, your belly. Try to focus on the feeling of the breath coming in and going out. There's nothing special about the breath except that it's always there, mm-hmm. unless, you know, you're in real trouble. So it's something very portable that you can focus on, and it's portable and perennial. You can focus on it all the time. So you're focusing on your breath, and the third step is the key. Your mind, you will find, is going to wander to a million things, like, why am I doing this? What am I going to have for lunch? Why did I say that stupid thing to my boss? Every time your mind wanders, catch yourself and bring your focus back to the breath. And when you do that, mm-hmm. you are breaking a lifetime of habit of walking around in a fog of memory and projection and actually focusing on what's going right now. And that's a bicep curl for your brain.
And that's it.
That's it. I mean, you just, it's a series of failures and then finding the grit to start over again.
Well, Dan, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure to join you. And as I've said to you, your pictures of food on the internet make me want to mindlessly eat.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Dan Harris is author of 10% Happier. David Leet is publisher of Leet's Culinaria, lccooks.com. It's the time of the year to step up and honor parents of every stripe. And with that in mind, we've set up a place for you to share your favorite recipes and stories about parents and your time together at the table. Head to splendidtable.org and check out Once Upon a Table, Tales of Eating with Mom and Dad. Share your recipe or your story, and we're going to send you a menu with recipes to help celebrate your Mother's Day and one for Father's Day, too. You know where it is. It's at splendidtable.org.